the Title II approach, and I think Matt will agree with this, that's essentially the same common carrier model that was first adopted actually back in 1887 when Congress passed the Interstate Commerce Act to regulate railroads, which were thought to have monopolistic power. It was incorporated essentially for all practical purposes, word for word, into the Communications Act when it was adopted in 1934 to regulate what was thought to be the monopolistic telephone system, what we called Ma Bell at that time. And if we put these two acts together, the Interstate Commerce Act on one side and the Communications Act on another side, Title II, I am absolutely certain, because I've studied them, that they're essentially the same. And what they do, and it was their purpose to do, was to establish really strict regulatory controls on these entities to prevent the abuse of market power. And I would submit that now, at this time, in this digital age, we have a very different situation, and we don't want to apply railroad-type regulation to telephone companies.
Well, now, Matt Wood, did Randy May assess your position correctly?
Well, in some ways. I mean, I think the question, or the way he states it is actually true in some ways. These aren't, in fact, new rules that the commission is proposing. It is really continuing to have the same principles that we've always had in place for our communication system. And so the notion that somehow we can do without them now because there's no market failure, I think, ignores the fact that we still need an open and non-discriminatory communications platform available to everybody, even as the technology changes. So I always use a cell phone example here. Yes, common carrier regulations can apply to monopolies and utilities. They can apply in other situations as well, where you do have more than one choice. Nobody would really think that it's okay for Verizon Wireless, not to pick on Verizon, but they were the plaintiff in this case, for Verizon Wireless to block my phone calls to a certain number or a certain group of numbers just because I could always switch to AT&T, or I could always switch to Sprint or T-Mobile or some other regional carrier. These principles are just as valid today as they've ever been. Yes, telephones and broadband are different, but we want the same basic core principles in place, which say the person who provides my connection doesn't get to decide how I use it or who I call. They set the charges, they set the rates, but it should be fair and reasonable for me, and I should be able to use it however I wish once I've paid my bill.